March 15th, Phil Saint.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Some artists use paint, some use pen and ink, others use clay or marble or glass. Phil used chalk, and God used Phil. Phil learned the fundamentals of art from his father, a stained glass artist who designed the stained glass windows in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and he learned draftsmanship from a famous cartoonist. At Wheaton College, Phil put his talents to use as a chalk talk evangelist. Later, he moved to Latin America to answer the call for a missionary guest artist. On this date, in 1957, he settled in Argentina, where he established a studio and opened a conference center. In addition to his chalk talk evangelistic ministry, Phil has published 8 books, including his memoir, Saints Alive. His final piece of art was a painting of 5 missionaries who were killed by armed members of the Waudani tribe on a beach in Ecuador. Phil's brother, Nate, was one of those missionaries. Here is Phil's story.
Got talent? You can use it to make yourself rich for a while, or to make others rich for eternity. Some heroes fly the jet, some carry the luggage. For Phil Saint, as long as it was God who guided his life, Phil was happy. As an artist, evangelist, missionary, and the guy who literally carried the luggage, God used Phil in a variety of ways, which made him every man's hero. And he wasn't about to slow down. He made it clear he didn't want to retire, he only wanted to refire. It was Phil's dad, a successful stained glass artist, who had steered him onto the artistic path. But Phil was partially colorblind. Even so, his dad believed Phil could do well working in black and white, so he arranged for Phil to meet his old friend Herbert Johnson, a famed cartoonist for the Saturday Evening Post. When Phil graduated from business school, he learned the craft of cartooning from the master himself. But he had already been using chalk art to help other people know about Jesus. This was the real career calling him, and he couldn't ignore its voice. So, while he worked for Herbert Johnson, Phil delivered chalk talks for various church audiences. The concept was simple. He used colored chalk to illustrate a story on paper attached to a lighted easel. With this prop for the audience to focus on, he would teach a story or object lesson from the Bible. One scene Phil loved to create was based on a cartoon by E.J. Pace. As Phil sketched in dark tones, a large chasm began to appear with clouds looming on one side and a glorious view of heaven on the other. Then, he laid a white cross across the chasm, bridging the gap between God and man. The audience heard and saw how they could, by way of the cross, get to God. After several months of working for Herbert Johnson, Phil decided to switch career paths and become a full-time chalk artist for Christ, and he told his father. Dad couldn't hide his initial consternation. "Son, what are you going to be, a preacher or an artist?" "I'm going to be both," Phil said. It appeared his dad did not think a man could do both and be a success. After all, creating a fine work of art was not just slapping an illustration on a sheet of paper in 15 minutes while you tried to preach. But Phil wasn't interested in creating masterpieces. He preferred to draw people to Christ with his art rather than win fame for himself. In spite of his colorblindness, he could carefully arrange the colors on his tray with help and still preach a great message. But his boss, Herbert Johnson, roared, "You'll be wasting your time. You're crazy to want to run around drawing pictures for farmers in country churches." Shaken but undeterred, Phil went ahead with his plan to become a chalk talk artist. His desire to follow God's calling eventually led him to Argentina with his family in 1957. Through Phil's creative chalk talks, thousands have come to know Jesus Christ. It's like the word of God says in Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. What has God called you to do? Got talent? You can use it to make yourself rich for a while or to make others rich for eternity.
Hello, this is John Ramstead. I'm the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. I'm also the CEO of Beyond the Influence. And I love this story of Phil. Here's somebody, think about it. You wouldn't think that drawing, being able to draw with chalk could be the skill that could lead thousands and thousands of people to the Lord and create this incredible ministry in another country. And it just made me think. And, you know, here's the first challenge. Here's a thought. When you're thinking about maybe this talent, this gift, this skill that you had, and you're like, you know, what if? And if maybe you've shared that with somebody, and if you ever encountered skepticism, just like Phil did, when you wanted to use maybe some of these talents for God's work. And here's the real question is, how did you respond? And think about this, in what ways can you maybe, here's what helps me. Think of other people that have had an impact in your life, something small, something in your church or your community or somebody that came into your life, and it was that small talent they had to maybe make you laugh, to draw, to talk. I don't know what it is, but did they inspire you in your faith journey? Because I think God uses what's in our world. And I think here's the second maybe part of this challenge is there one thing, even if it's small, one small thing that if you leaned into it just a little bit, got a little bit better, expressed it more fully in your life, something that you know is from God, that you know God can use. You know what? If you ask him, just like Phil did, he's going to show you exactly what that is. And I'm excited to hear the stories that come out of this one because I know God is right there and he wants to activate something really awesome in your life through what you already have. All right, I love you. God bless.